take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Martin.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. So all night tonight, it being the day after the election in the United States, so-called, we have been discussing the situation from a pro-liberty perspective. You know, what has happened over the past year? What about Ron Paul? What about the watering down of the Libertarian Party? What about are you feeling burnt out, and what you can do? Of course, I suggest joining the Free State Project, getting up here to New Hampshire and getting active where you can actually make a difference. So we've been over all kinds of stuff and, of course, been taking your calls all throughout. What are your thoughts? What are your reflections on what has already come and what will be coming down the pipe with the election of Barack Obama, the one of the two socialists that was running for president? Of course, the other socialist being John McCain. So what's going to be coming soon? Your thoughts about what's next and what you plan on doing about it at 800-259-9231. Of course, it is Free Talk Live, and you can always bring up absolutely anything. We might check in with Larkin Rose here in a little bit and see what he thinks about the election results. But first, we continue with your phone calls and talk to Kevin in Tennessee. Kevin, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was calling to tell you about my protest in the election experience.
Okay.
I took a sign down to our town square that said if voting made a difference, they would make it illegal. And I didn't really know what to expect to have happened, but I had a lot of old men get really mad at me. I also wore a Guy Fawkes mask as well, and they got a lot of people called me a coward.
Interesting.
And said that I should move somewhere where I can't vote and see how much I like that.
Mm.
And so I did that for about an hour or two. And then I decided to go to the downtown part of our campus, where I go to school, NTSU, to see the difference in the reaction of people. And so while I was down there, most people, while I was on the square, it was just old men screaming and yelling at me. On campus, it was people came up to me and they would ask, "What does that sign even mean? I have absolutely no idea what you're trying to say."
Yeah.
And I found out that it was a great opportunity to me to kind of explain, the corporate and political merger and how, Henry Paulson and Dick Cheney and how they've gone back and forth from Halliburton to all those things. And it really opened a lot of people's eyes, and I was really actually, I've been kind of nihilistic towards our entire country.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really rejuvenating to see all of these people that, they said, after I said my whole thing about, Ron Paul and how he really wanted to make change, and they just minimalized him in the media and they didn't give him any money. And if you look at, McCain and Obama and their top 10 contributors, it's the same people. It's, AIG,
sure.
It's Goldman Sachs. And a lot of people said at the end, they go, "I've never thought of it that way." And you're absolutely right. Ended up having somebody from our campus newspaper walk by, and they came to actually come fight with me about it because they thought I was completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And after listening to me about it for 5 or so minutes, they totally agreed with me too. And they decided to do a whole article about it. And I got to write a whole essay that I'm sending in, and it's going to be there and published in the school newspaper. And so, it was a really exciting experience for my first time being a political activist. And that's about it. I just wanted to call and say that I'm really excited now, and I'm planning at some point to move up there to New Hampshire and do this full time. And
wow, that's great. I think that's fantastic. And I think that the more seeds you can plant, the better. And it sounds like that's what you were pretty effectively doing out there. And it also sounds like you were all by yourself, too. Did you have anybody with you?
No, I had nobody with me. I was by myself.
So that's pretty good right there. I mean, normally being alone is going to result in somebody just labeling you as a lone crackpot. And one of the nice things about being up here in New Hampshire is when you go out and you do things, you don't have to be alone. You can have other activists out there with you. And, of course, just having people there, that sort of tells people on a subconscious level, well, there's some sort of legitimacy here to what these people are saying because there's more than one of them. It just makes people more receptive, I think, to what you're saying. Now, the other thing that you're going to find is that if you're in the place where you are today, and I mean if you're not in New Hampshire, if you're in the place where you are today and you're doing this sort of outreach and you feel like you're reaching people, it can feel really good. This is something I experienced when I was doing Libertarian Party outreach, doing giving out the world's smallest political quiz, which people can take at quiz.freetalklive.com, which is why I was doing quite a bit of that down in Florida. And it made me feel really good when people would come and they'd score Libertarian on the quiz, and I'd give them some information. They'd actually purchase information from me because they were interested enough to learn more. They'd walk away with a four-page or a 16-page brochure about freedom. Some of them would even buy a full book about liberty from me, and it was really an inspiring kind of a situation to be in. However, it never really panned out to anything too tangible. I did uncover a couple really good activists as a result of it, but I mean, I had to process
through. They wouldn't have managed to turn into much if it hadn't been for the Free State Project, in the sense
yes,
that
you're right.
their activism would have been diluted.
Both of those activists I uncovered are Free State Project members. One of them's already here. The other one's on his way, I think, sometime next year. So for the most part, it was a lot of spent effort and not a lot of return on investment, because what you have, well, I think what the situation you have is, even if you get some good information to these people, and even if they initially will respond to what you're saying, if they don't have people in different parts of their lives continuing to sort of process, moving them along the process of liberty or the path to liberty, planting more seeds down the line, then that first harvest is going to be kind of weak. I don't know if I'm communicating too effectively, but you might have made a few good points, but if all they hear about liberty is your encounter with them, and then 2 years later they're back right to where they used to be, where they're picking between two candidates, and they're that's all they're really looking at, and that's
right.
All they're thinking about.
What's it changed?
You haven't done very much. So you've planted a few seeds, but that those seeds require water, they require fertilizer, they require care, they require constant attention. You've got to root out the weeds. That's sort of thing. And so it's really a constant process that I think you can only really effectively accomplish with these regular people when you have multiple activists doing multiple things that you aren't even necessarily tied in with, where you can have people out there doing civil disobedience, bringing attention to issues, non-cooperation, the political activists out there as well doing things, having media, Liberty Media, which is another important part of what's going on here in New Hampshire. Is there's, of course, Free Talk Live. We've got Free Minds TV. There are newspapers up here being run by Liberty activists. So not only then would you be planting those seeds yourself, but also as they're walking downtown, they could be picking up a newspaper that is also going to fertilize those seeds and help people expand their ideas of liberty. So while I'm not trying to take a crap on what you did, I think it was excellent. It's excellent experience, number one, just for you as an activist to get out there in front of people, to be extroverted, to reach out, to give people information, to ask them questions, to talk to them, to develop your communication skills. I just don't know if it's ever going to really blossom into anything long term where you are, and that's why I'm very pleased to hear that you're planning on coming to New Hampshire. So congratulations on making all those efforts. It really does make a difference. I think if not for them so much, it might make a little difference for them, but for you and your ability to be an activist, I think it's important experience to gather, even while you aren't in New Hampshire. That way when you come up here, you can actually say that you've gone and you've done a few things. You can learn from your mistakes and be a better activist when you get to New Hampshire.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I actually just planned to do it to ruffle some feathers. I wasn't trying to change anybody's opinions, and so I was surprised by the reaction, and you're absolutely 100% right. And y'all are doing the best thing possible, and I thank you for all of your hard work, and
thanks,
I
Kevin.
Love your radio show, and the long
thanks
time
for going out there doing
college.
This today, Kevin,
yep.
Or yesterday.
Yep. Appreciate hearing from you, and we'll see you in New Hampshire. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Well, it's nice to be appreciated by some people. I got a nasty email from someone today. I'm not going to read the entire thing because he has not responded. But the suggestion was that we've apparently ruined the movement. Now, I'm not sure which movement it is that we've ruined, but I'm presuming he means the libertarian political movement in general. I guess worldwide, maybe on a nationwide level. I'm not really sure. But apparently here on Free Talk Live, we are such a powerful, influential radio program amongst the libertarian community, we've ruined the entire movement.
Well, radio is a very personal medium. People interact very personally with the host. Even though I don't know who you are, you believe you know me really well.
Mm-hmm.
And in this gentleman's case, we do, in fact, know him. And I think he's just upset.
You think he's just political sour milk?
Just upset.
He's taking it out on us?
Yeah. you know.
1-800-259-9231. Hey, if that helps you feel better, you can rail against my show. Whatever. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk. We'll check with Larkin Rose here in a few moments, see what he thought about the election. And you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution, detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. and they include the bulletin board system. There's an awful lot going on there, over 400,000 posts from serious issues to fun stuff. Enjoy it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
There's a new online store featuring whimsical and decorative knobs and pulls. It's open for business. It's funknobs.com. It's catered towards customers looking to give the kids playroom or the kids room or the bathroom or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. It's funknobs.com. You know, this might make a good little Christmas gift for the kids. You know, you can decorate their room for Christmas. Funknobs.com. It's a creation of the parent company internobs.com. Online since 2004.
Oh, by the way, Mark, you reminded me during the break that it is Guy Fawkes Day. I did recall that earlier, just I didn't take notes and I had not yet had a chance to mention it. So, happy Guy Fawkes Day to everybody out there.
Boom.
Yeah. All right. There you go. celebrate Guy Fawkes Day by doing something different.
Boom.
And going and joining the Free State Project. Do something peaceful. Do something nonviolent. Do something
Please.
That's going to peacefully increase liberty and join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. I think that is something that people who are burnt out on the system, the political realm, should really be seriously considering right now instead of considering dropping out and doing something else. Come on out and do something else here in New Hampshire and have fun with us because there's a lot going on. And I think next year is going to be a big year for people moving into New Hampshire. We've got more new people coming in all the time, and really at some point we're going to get to a critical mass of movers, and that's going to be a lot. I think that's going to be pretty exciting, at least, or a hell of a lot more than we have right now. So freestateproject.org. Let's check in with Larkin Rose and see what he has to say about this whole election nonsense. Larkin, of course, for those of you that don't know, is an author and famous sort of tax freedom advocate who's spent a little bit of time in federal prison for his advocation of not paying income taxes and living as a free man. He's become even more pro-freedom, pro-liberty over time. He's also a Free State Project member. He has not yet moved to New Hampshire, however. With that in mind, we check with his email here entitled, "Hooray for Obama!" "I must admit," says Larkin, "I'm a little bit happy about Obama winning the election. No, it's not because I'm all googly-eyed over his message or because I think he's the country's salvation. Quite the opposite, in fact. I'm glad he won because I think it will speed up, if only by a tiny fraction, the demise of the United States Empire. Good riddance. If you had a dog and it had rabies staggering around, frothing at the mouth and trying to bite everyone, would your goal be to prolong its life as long as possible or to put the thing out of its misery? However much you once cared for it, the only humane thing to do is to shoot the dog. Likewise, a lot of people know full well that the great American experiment has failed. It had a pretty impressive start, but it's never going back to anything resembling a free country. It's an empire now, a tyrant's playground. It has nothing to do with individual liberty and everything to do with dominion and control. So why drag out its demise any longer? Even if McCain is a bit less socialist than Obama, what good would it have done for him to win? Would he turn things around and start the country on a steady swing back in the direction of a limited constitutional republic? Not a chance. I don't think I know anyone stupid enough to think that. So what's the best a McCain presidency could have accomplished? To perhaps delay the demise of the empire another few months or even a few years to be overly optimistic about it? Why bother? Is it the goal to put it off until it's your kid's problem or what? Our political system has rabies, and there is no cure. Let it die.
Shoot the dog.
In fact, help it die. I hope Obama passes every socialistic program and wealth redistribution plan he can think of. And he can, because the Democrats have total control of Congress. And then I hope the American people refuse to comply. I hope he outlaws private gun ownership completely, and I hope the American people refuse to give up their guns. I hope he nationalizes all health care, and I hope a black market in health care springs up. I hope he outlaws private possession of gold and no one hands theirs over. I hope he keeps the warmongering going and Americans refuse to sign up. And people are already in the military and resign in droves. I hope he continues the tradition of the government doing the bidding of the bankers and the Federal Reserve, keeping everyone in debt and constantly defrauded through the fiat currency system. And I hope the dollar collapses and people start using something else, like silver and gold. I hope he raises taxes through the roof, and I hope people refuse to pay them. I hope he pushes his nationalist socialist agenda just as fast as he possibly can, and I hope Congress helps him do so. And then I hope that the spirit of resistance comes back to life in this country and lets the beast die under its own weight. Every time I bash the cult ritual of voting or point out how crumbly or crummy one candidate or another is, lots of people ask me, well, what are we supposed to do? You're not giving any solutions. Let me say this very bluntly. The way to end tyranny is not by voting or petitioning or running for office. The only way to end tyranny is by disobedience. Whether by revolution or by passive resistance, the only thing that's ever reduced oppression is a bunch of people refusing to do what authority told them to do. Of course, that's risky and illegal, and so most people will never dare to do it. At least not until things get really bad, and that's why I want things to get really bad. Maybe then the American people will grow a spine and stop all this pathetic groveling to politicians. From Larkin Rose, who has a new book out called Kicking the Dragon. You can get that over at kickingthedragon.com. In fact, Wayne, was that the one you were reading, or you were reading a different Larkin Rose?
I was reading the one about how to be an effective tyrant.
How to be a successful tyrant.
Successful tyrant, yeah.
Did you finish that yet?
You know what? I've got two chapters ago. I forgot I had it. I've got it. I can finish it up quickly. I would like to talk with him about that book.
Yeah, we're
really
going to get
him
on the show here at some point when you wrap that book up, because I haven't had the chance to. I'm still in the middle of Complete Liberty by Wes Bertrand, which I'm slowly sort of moving through. But it's an interesting point, and it sort of echoes what we've heard before on the program, the idea that, well, maybe the growth of the state should be sped up. I mean, as you said, Mark, you can't really cheer it on necessarily. I wouldn't feel right about doing that, but at the same time, I feel as Larkin does, like, you know, I'm glad Obama won, and I'm glad the Democrats are in full control, because now it's full speed ahead as far as socialism is concerned, and maybe some people will be inspired to move to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and inspired to refuse to obey and refuse to submit and to stop begging and stop using the system to try to fix the system, because it's flipping impossible. They've made it that way. The system is designed to be insulated from outside forces coming in and upsetting the apple cart.
That's right. You know,
more so on the national level.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting that he brings this up, because I was thinking the same thing, and I thought about it in terms of Aikido and Jiu-Jitsu, because if somebody's pulling you a certain way, what you do is you don't resist them and pull mm-hmm. the other way. You go with them to a point where you throw them off balance, and then you can control the whole interaction. So that's kind of what he's implying here, is he wants it to go that way so that it can be thrown out of balance, because people will get upset and then they won't participate in the system, so it will collapse, correct?
That's, yeah. Whether it collapses or not, what I think is important is that people would be driven to the point of refusing to obey. And I think that's the most important factor. And I think we're seeing some of that going on here in New Hampshire, and I think it's going to escalate. I think more people are going to join in as we see more success. We've already seen some success with some early instances of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and I think we're going to have more people emboldened by that early success. They're going to join in. Mark is a bit of a negativist on this. He's predicting that there's going to be some sort of violent crackdown on the part of the state in regards to non-cooperation. But, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's fine, because then we'll just get more people here and getting more people active.
Step three for Gandhi is, then they fight you.
That is true, but that is just what Gandhi said. More
it's
on the way.
What Gandhi said.
You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Toll free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can dial in and bring up anything. And of course, it is the day after the election here in the so-called United States. And we're reflecting on what has happened in the last year, what's coming soon. Of course, as far as what's coming soon, it seems pretty obvious, whatever they want. I mean, they have, the Democrats have total control, as the Republicans had total control. We saw when the Republicans had total control, they didn't do anything to reduce the size of government. They increased it far greater than some of the Democrats could possibly have ever dreamed. So what will the Democrats do when they have total control? Only time will tell, but I think it's not too unsafe to go out on a limb and predict, oh, national service will be instituted, which, of course, John McCain would have instituted that, too. It's just that I think that we'll see a national service that's a little more, civilian. Based, I guess you could say. Obama's been promoting the idea of creating a civilian national service program that will have as the same size and expense.
Civilian defense or something, he said in the speech that I was listening to, civilian defense form,
right.
Force that's as powerful and as well-funded and as large as the military. Those are the three adjectives that he used to describe that force.
Yeah.
Does that scare anybody?
Hold on. Where are
they going to use this civilian defense force? What's it going to be
for? On the streets? On the streets of America, perhaps?
What are they going to defend against?
Maybe.
Phantoms? Until they can find what? Protesters?
Sure.
Whatever?
Non-cooperatives? Disobedience?
Forget Fourth Amendment and all that good stuff.
So that's coming, and of course, eventually they're probably going to make it mandatory for people, or who knows what they're going to. Of course, universal health care also a possibility, but of course, in order to have universal health care, we'll probably have to have a national ID card. Of course, the national ID card plans have been in motion for years now since the Bush administration. So, it's like you said earlier, Wayne, they're going to build off of the police state structure that the Republicans have created. They're not going to reduce the police state. It's only going to increase. There's still plenty of boogeymen out there for them to supposedly be going after, from the drug dealers to the terrorists to the immigrants, and then of course the non-cooperatives may become something if they actually do bring back the draft. Then a lot of people aren't going to want to go. They're not going to want to join the National Service Program, and they're going to non-cooperate, and they could be thrown in jail cells for it. So who knows what's going to come out? Should be an interesting 4 years, no doubt about that. Hopefully we'll be able to secede before it's all said and done with. But your thoughts at 800-259-9231. In fact, we can get to a real issue here. We've sort of been just reflecting and recapping and analyzing the election. But there's a real issue, a lot of real issues to talk about, and we never have enough time to talk about them all, but there's a big story out of Washington, D.C. that's in regards to the transit system. We'll give you that update here in a few moments, but let's go unscreened to the AMP line. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who's this?
This is Dale in New Hampshire, in Keene, New Hampshire.
Dale, what's on your mind? It's Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com.
Yeah.
What's on your mind tonight, Dale?
As you know, you were with us. We did the volunteerism outreach on Election Day.
That is correct. We were at what we did was we spread out to two different locations here in Keene. We had about six people. And I had suggested that we probably should go into two groups of three rather than three groups of two, simply because having more people is a very good thing as far as if you're going to be doing things that could upset the powers that be. You want to have people around. You want to have as many video cameras and audio recording devices as possible. And I think it ended up being a good choice. But go ahead with what you were going to talk about.
Yeah, well, first off, I thought it went really well. We handed out a lot of flyers and I think we had some really good dialogue with a lot of people, and the reaction was generally pretty friendly and polite. A lot of people disagreeing with us and wanting to argue with us to an extent, but no more than I expected. And I didn't, let them distract me from doing what I was trying to do, which was to reach a lot of people and get a lot of information out. But just did have one encounter that I thought was particularly interesting. This one guy who was holding signs, there were a lot of people holding signs, people running for office, and I was having a chat with the guy who was running for office, a very friendly chat, actually, just kind of talking about politics and our views and stuff. And this other guy said he recognized me from court, and I said, yeah, you may have seen me in court. It seemed like a polite conversation at this point. You may have seen me in court. I've been there to support some friends and things like that. That's the only reason I've been in court. I haven't had to go to the King Court for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yep, I'm looking forward to handcuffing you myself.
Oh, wow. What a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really shocked at this point. I'm like, what? What in the heck could he be talking about? The only reason I've ever been in court was to just show up for moral support for friends.
Right, but that's just it. And they know that we're all there together to back up the activists that have been doing non-cooperation. I remember when I was there for the hearing that they scheduled that I paid a visit to the court for last month. As people were walking out, they overheard one of the guards, the bailiff, maybe it was the same guy, I don't know, I didn't see who it was, but they heard one of the bailiffs say, I just think we should throw them all in jail.
Yeah, this might have been the guy, and that's what I was thinking. This guy's probably a bailiff in the King Court, and I'm sure I'll recognize him. He was kind of tall. He was an older guy with gray hair, So I kind of raised my voice, not like angrily raising my voice, a little bit angry actually, but just I wanted everyone to hear the conversation around us because this guy was threatening me. And I said, excuse me, you're going to handcuff me? What for? You're going to arrest me? What would that be for? What law have I broken that you're going to arrest me for? Or do you just arrest people because you don't like them? Has it worked that way for you? And he kind of got his voice stayed really low at this point. I'm trying to make sure everyone hears the conversation he's having with me. And he's trying to keep it quiet. And at some point, I started to take my camera out, and he shut up and turned around. And he said, put that away. And I realized he wasn't going to say anything more at that point. So, I kind of wish I'd gotten some on camera anyway, just to kind of get his visage on there and everything. But it was just kind of interesting. I think he was just trying to intimidate me.
Absolutely, that's what's going on. But he was speaking low in a menacing tone, like he's some kind of TV bad guy. If I get you alone, Mr. Everett, I'm going to slap the cuffs on you.
Yeah, and I just basically, I wasn't, I wasn't going to do that. I was like, I was speaking really clearly and in a real clear, loud voice for everyone around me could hear, and I was repeating the stuff he was saying in a nice, low voice. I'm like, excuse me, you're going to handcuff me? You're going to arrest me? What would that be for, you know? So...
This is one of those situations where you didn't have quite the presence of mind to remember to grab the recorder and start it earlier on in the conversation. It can be difficult to remember those things, which is one of the reasons why having multiple people around can be helpful, because somebody else might be standing next to you who might think, oh my gosh, I need to record this, because they're not engaged in the conversation and their brain can be focusing on other things like that. And I think having other people around in a situation like that, especially when you're dealing with a violent or a potentially violent bureaucrat like that, really important to have some numbers on your side. So I guess, were there other people there at that time, or are you guys spread out?
Well, the other guys weren't close enough to hear me. They were other side of the. There were two sidewalks that came together up at the building, and we were on either point, and so to cover both entryways, you know. And so they didn't hear it go on. Several people around me did, and the guy I was chatting with, who was running for office, heard it all. And he said, "God, that guy sounds hostile."
Yeah, it's pretty.
Like, yeah, he sure does sound hostile. And I said, "Yes," I said something like, "You're going to see yourself on the stand." And I'm like, oh, really, what's that going to be about? And he's like, you'll see.
How intimidating.
Just sort of a low, intimidating voice.
You know, we're not scared, though. I mean, they can try all this crap and all these intimidation tactics and throwing a bunch of charges at us.
Isn't that nice, this government that's here to help you? Some of the agents thereof are trying to intimidate people that have done harm to no one.
And now they want me to pay property taxes? Boy, am I about sick and tired of this crap. You know, one of the things I thought was interesting, and I've actually got some audio from what happened, because you guys were at one voting location, and myself and a couple other guys were over at a different voting location, and we actually had an encounter with the police, because we were right up by the front door, and they did not like the fact that we were up there. The various different voting bureaucrats came out and told us we needed to go over there behind that white line. We need to go over there. And of course, we had asked them lots of questions that they didn't really have the best answers for, and they ended up going in, calling the cops. Three squad cars came out, and I've got some of the audio from it, but I just haven't had a chance to cut it up, so I don't really want to get into too much detail until I actually have the audio to play. However, what I thought would be interesting, I mean, it's a tough decision to say, well, should we split up or should we all stay together? We ended up splitting up into two groups of three. We had six people, but it would have been interesting to see how the dynamic of the interactions with either the angry man that you were referring to or the actual three cops that ended up showing up, it would have been interesting to see how that dynamic would have changed when we would have outnumbered them, whereas in this particular case, we did not outnumber them, whereas if we had all six people in one place, things would have played out differently, and it would have been very interesting, which is why we need more people to get here to New Hampshire as soon as possible and start getting active, because the more people we have, the more our opportunities expand, and the more impotent the state's going to become.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dale, for the call tonight. AnarchyInYourHead.com is his comic strip. Check it out. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know about the Institute for Humane Studies and how they're offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University, March 14th through the 19th. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. So, let's talk about a little news item here. It's certainly not a news show. It's a show about anything, and you can always call in about whatever, but as long as the phone lines are dead, we'll bring up what's interesting to us. And I think we've about hit all the bases as far as the election coverage tonight. So, am I wrong, guys? Was there anything else you guys wanted to throw out there as far as thoughts or whatever about the election?
Blah.
What's coming next?
Blah.
Guess not. All right, so here's the story out of the Washington Post, because we still have a police state to deal with here, people, and it's actually a very similar story to one that we read, about a year and a half ago. This essentially is a virtual carbon copy of what has happened in New York City. Because remember, as we've pointed out so many times, government bureaucrats, they will break their own rules. They will create new programs and pass laws that are quite in contradiction to all of the other things that they've said and what their constitutions say and stuff like that. So clearly their own rules don't matter to them. So they break their own rules, and then if they get away with it, it's not challenged in court and overturned, you see other governments, the other people calling themselves governments around the country, picking up those ideas and then attempting to apply them where they are. And that's what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, where metro officials, according to the Washington Post, have announced plans as of a few days ago to immediately begin random searches of backpacks, purses, and other bags in a move they say will protect riders and also guard their privacy and minimize delays. You know, they're going to minimize delays by randomly stopping people and searching them. Well, anyway, the program's modeled after one that began 3 years ago. Wow, it's been 3 years since then. I thought it was a year and a half. Time flies. Anyway, the program in New York has withstood legal challenges. So see what they do? They wait it out. They eyeball the bureaucrats that have sort of taken the risk and have stepped out and violated their own laws or whatever, and they're creating some new police state program. They make sure it's okay, and then they step out and they do the same exact thing. However, experts say it's difficult to measure the effectiveness of such searches beyond assuring the public that the police are being vigilant. You know, some people might call that security theater. New York officials declined to say what they've found in their searches. That's not a good sign, right? Now, besides a bunch of drugs. None of the other transit systems conducting random searches have found any explosives, say officials. Metro officials said the program was not in response to a specific threat, but prompted by increased security concerns before the election and the inauguration, as well as by the terrorist attacks in 2001 and bombings of commuter trains elsewhere in the world. Although Metro Police said the program will begin immediately, they wouldn't say which of their 86 rail stations or more than 12,000 bus stops will be subject to inspection on any given day. Now, that's a little different. They're expanding out. It's not exactly the same program as it was in New York, because it was my understanding that in New York it was only going on in the subway system. So it sounds like in D.C., if you're at a bus stop, you could be subject to a random search. Now, how many bus stops are there in Washington, D.C.?
I'm kind of interested on that. You know, if you're at a bus stop, can't you just walk away from the bus stop? Like, if you're in a subway station, they say, we're going to search you. You're kind of in a line. You've been cattle chuted in.
Sure.
You've gone through the stairwell down into the subway area. You've gone through the turnstile. You're stuck. You're getting searched.
Sure, you could walk away, but you know how most people are very obedient. They've been trained to be obedient. If somebody in a uniform comes up to the average American and says, "Excuse me, sir, I'll be needing to search that. Can I ask you to search your bag?" What's the phrase they would use? It would be,
I'm going to have to ask.
That's what they like to say. I'm going to have to ask you to search your bag. And of course, most people don't. They're just going to hand it right over. They're just going to fold and they're going to hand it right over. And so it's going to start happening at bus stops. On some days, they say there might be no inspections. Others, there might be several. 15 officers have been trained to perform searches, and more will be trained, say officials. Checkpoints will be set up at metro facilities, and passengers will go through inspections before entering a rail station or boarding a bus. The random searches will focus on detecting explosives, and it's likely that some riders will have their bags inspected before next Tuesday's election. Let's see here. According to the story, blah, 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 transit police will only inspect areas of bags that are capable of concealing explosives. Police will not be viewing the content of papers or other reading material, but if illegal items such as drugs are found, they'll be confiscated as evidence and police will cite or arrest the individual. Those who refuse to have their bags searched will not be allowed to enter. Transit police will not arrest people who refuse to have their bags inspected
today.
Yeah, right. For now, they won't. Exactly. Now, I'd like to point out that the good folks over at Bureaucrash are advocating, they've begun a campaign that is advocating resistance. As we saw happening in New York, I don't believe it was Bureaucrash that was behind it at that time, but people began wearing T-shirts that said, "I do not consent to your search," things like that. And they're advocating that folks get out there and refuse to consent. Go on the subway, go on the buses, and do not allow these government bureaucrats to have their way with you. Refuse to consent. And I think it's an excellent way for people to, again, take the sort of baby steps into the realm of non-cooperation, which is what I've suggested before, because nobody can go full bore into that particular world.
It also makes some of the other people who might be apt to cooperate see that there's other people who aren't and might embolden them too.
Absolutely. I highly recommend this, non-cooperating with this, because it's – and you don't have to – this is something in D.C., and I mean this for everybody listening. Try to do as – as much non-cooperation as you feel comfortable with. You know, if you've got a family and you don't want to put your house on the line, then don't do things that are going to put your house on the line or get your kids stolen from you. But there's got to be some areas in which that you could possibly non-cooperate. And this is one of those. This is an easy one. You're out on the street. They're going to ask you to search. They're going to be very intimidating. But if you continue to say no and stay strong, you'll probably get through it relatively unscathed. Now, remember, there is the chance that you could be arrested, even though they claim they're not going to arrest people. Anytime you refuse the government's demands, there's always the chance that a cage could be waiting for you, in which case you then have more opportunities to non-cooperate should you decide that you want to at that point.
Yeah, once you're in the cage, that non-cooperation stuff, it's a really bad idea.
Well, I don't know if I agree with you, Mark. I think that as far as if you aren't, I mean, if you mean like they're carrying you around a la Lauren Canario, wherein you will not even go to the places that they demand that you go voluntarily, yeah, if you're a male, you could have a truncheon taken to your head.
They've made it tough on Lauren Canario, too, giving her no clothes, keeping her in the loony bin, turning the air conditioner down as low as it'll go. They didn't beat her to a pulp like they would have if she'd had a Y chromosome, but they've made it really, really tough on her.
Well,
and it would only get worse.
Well, I see where you're coming from, Mark.
Sitting in a paper suit in a concrete cell with the air conditioner turned down to 50.
But at the same time, I don't think you want to consent to their process. I mean, if you've been arrested for something asinine like that and they're saying, well, we'll let you out if you just sign this piece of paper. And
signing a piece of paper is an entirely different thing.
That's one of the easy areas I'm suggesting non-cooperation, Mark. I'm not suggesting you go off the deep end here. I'm suggesting
you're saying non-cooperation once you're locked up.
I mean, they're going to put paperwork in front of you when you're locked up. Do they not?
They absolutely do.
Right, so
however,
don't sign it if you can avoid it.
If you are their prisoner, you probably, for your own sake or the sake of the people that you love, you probably should consider doing what it is they say. Besides signing pieces of paper, that would be the level of consent that I would say, I'm not really interested in that. But
you do whatever you feel is appropriate. I'm not telling you what to do and what not to do. I think that not signing pieces of paper is a pretty easy one, but even if they're threatening you over that, you can always write under duress or all rights reserved above your name, so it's quite clear that you were not voluntarily signing, that you were only signing because you thought those men were going to hurt you if you didn't. So there are ways to sort of play with the system once you're brought on the inside of it. Hopefully that won't happen, though. Hopefully enough people will be non-cooperating, that'll become an issue, and maybe some sort of hay can be made from it. I'm not sure. I don't expect very much anywhere else but here in New Hampshire, but this is one area where people can easily get active and stand up for their rights. Because if you don't, if you allow them to search you, then you're enabling the police state. By cooperating with the demands of these government bureaucrats, you are enabling them. You're empowering them. You're telling them that this is all okay with you. That they can go ahead and they can pass whatever absurd, arbitrary, and sick, twisted police state rules they want to, and you'll just go along with them. You'll just keep cooperating, whatever it is they demand. Yeah, take your pants down now, son. We're going to have to do a little rectal check on you next.
Well, I have never seen that in prison.
No, well, probably not, but, some people would do it. The further you let them go, the more absurd it's going to become. So put your foot down. You need to decide when and where to put your foot down, but I think at some point you should have a line that they might cross, and you should begin non-cooperating at that point. And that's something that each individual needs to think about for themselves, is where that line is and at what point they're willing to put their foot down and make a stand for liberty. Been in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and be free, everybody.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.